broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt. Starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for, what is it, Friday the 29th of January in the year of our Lord, 2021 already? Amazing stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. And yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And as you know, we believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, the blueprint for liberty, as our guide. And it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, faith-filled, founder-esque Friday, ladies and gentlemen. And we are indeed live from Minnesota. We are at Havens Garden Restaurant, havensgarden.org, the website. We are with Larvita McFarkler, and we are ready to rock and roll for 2 hours live today. We speak and talk about the sacred cause of liberty tonight, all at the restaurant. Good eats coming up, hard-hitting talk coming up, the good sheriff live walking around. What do you want more than that? A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast certainly is in order. We had our guest on, Mr. Brian Russ, RussQuentinGift.com. And for over 50 years, the Russ coin, or Russ family, I should say, has been helping people understand honest money. RussCoinandGift.com. We talked about the Honest Money Report, gold and silver. Gold, interestingly enough, 1850 about. Silver, about $26.10 range. So it's interesting, the price of gold and silver seems to be holding fairly steady. Now, I find that really interesting when we talk about the price of gold and silver, though. Gold and silver prices don't really change much, ladies and gentlemen. Usually the fiat fake currencies of the world manipulate against gold and silver, and we want to pretend that there's a spot price and a trading price and a futures price, and that's all bogus, ladies and gentlemen. Take possession of your physical gold and silver, would you please? If we all did that, it would call a halt to the con game instantly, by the way.
Just a note there, Sam.
Yes, sir, Sheriff.
Gold and silver are up today, and silver's up to $27.50.
You got to dig that, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Especially when you're rich in silver like you are.
I'm making money.
There you have it. Anyway, kind of interesting, though, ladies and gentlemen, how, you know, when you say silver's up really to $27, what it really means is that the currency is getting worse. So yesterday, 26 of your fake Federal Reserve notes would have bought an ounce of silver. Now it takes 27 of them. So the truth is your fiat currency is losing value. Does that make sense, Sheriff?
Yeah, as if it ever had it. But yes, that's always going to happen. With the inconsistency of fiat currency, it's always going to be easily inflatable. And that's inflation. If the inflation is happening, gold and silver are going up.
And that's why I call it dishonest money, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I've been telling people around the country, you know what? You're not going to fix America if you have a dishonest money system. So here's what you say to me. Sam, I know every single transaction in our economy is dishonest, using a fake, dishonest, pretend value money supply, but I want honesty and integrity everywhere else. And my response? Good luck with that, right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, the good Sheriff Richard Mack made a point a couple of days ago on the radio that I got to reiterate. Richard Mack says Donald Trump, former President Donald John Trump, should move to Utah and run against Mitt Romney. And I think that's a brilliant idea. What better way to take the world by storm than to challenge Mitt? I can't say on Mitt's own turf, because Mitt's a carpetbagger, right? But what if the, I don't know, two businessmen were to duke it out in the Rocky Mountains? Not literally, but on the campaign stage, right? Let's have them debate. Let's see who's the better, a businessman. Let's see who's the better, what, politician? Do I dare say that? Who's the better statesman to restore the republic to its former greatness? Who? All right, I think we ought to have a throwdown of epic proportions. I'm telling you, you could put it on TV and charge for it like a prize fight, couldn't you? What do you think, Sheriff?
It would really be funny to see Pelosi and Schiff over in Utah campaigning for Mitt Romney.
And then you'd see what Rand Paul and who would it be? Maybe
me,
Sheriff Richard Mack and Sam Bushman all helping the Trump campaign. But really, Donald Trump could come into Utah and become the next senator, I believe.
That would be the most exciting Senate race in American history.
Now, Homeland Security is warning of, quote, violent extremists in the United States right now. And I get that, but at the same time, Joe Biden's going to sign a series of executive orders that'll formally place a new national security focus on global warming or climate change, they say. I find that interesting.
No, indeed. I'm not buying it.
You're not?
No, it's just like the FBI saying there was going to be an armed protest in every state capital. That wasn't going to happen. It didn't happen. And they don't come out and say, oh, we were wrong. To say that the right-wing extremists are now emboldened by what happened at the U.S. Capitol, that's a lie. It's ridiculous. Most of them are pulling back. There's hundreds of their friends Sheriff. Getting arrested. So,
Sheriff?
No. Yes, sir?
I don't care about your facts. I'm telling you. I understand you think you have facts, but let me just tell you something. You are a racist. You are an extremist.
I'm here with Larvita.
I don't care. You're.
I love Larvita.
You're a terrorist, is what you are. You're a Trump-supporting insurrectionist in disguise as a sheriff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part. Yeah, I understand your point as much as it is, I hope, tongue-in-cheek.
Of course. of course, it's demonstrating how they really behave to every one of us who stand for God, family, and country, right? That's how they really behave to us.
We're here honoring today, and in her property, she's black. How am I a racist?
Well, yeah. I say you're a racist, and so...
Well, because...
I mean, how dare you challenge
They're probably going to call Larvita a racist, just
fake
like
news.
They did Sheriff Clark.
You guys are just peddling fake news. We better pipe you down right now.
Yeah.
See, isn't that what they've really done to everybody? They've kicked Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., given him trouble on Twitter. They're giving Trump trouble on Twitter. They're taking everybody's accounts down. If your narrative doesn't go with theirs, then you're a... Well, if you're white, then you've got your token black. If you're black, then you must be some kind of a... what do they call those?
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom, kind of a deal. And okay, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what we say; they've got an answer.
Yeah.
And
no
until
kidding.
We, the people, get enough media to change the game, it's going to be an uphill battle to tell the truth. Don't they say telling the truth is a revolutionary act, Sheriff?
Yeah, especially in time of such deceit and dishonesty.
So that means you're a revolutionary.
I'll take that one.
Yeah, see, there you go. And I bring this all up, though, because you're right on every point. You're right on the facts that we're doing the best we can to not even discuss black or white. What we're really discussing is trying to keep people in business, Sheriff. Isn't that what the real topic is?
Yeah, I came here to support a real solid patriotic American. That's what I'm doing here.
Are you allowed to do that?
Well, we've made it thus far.
And they haven't stopped us on the plane even.
Nope.
They didn't even give me any grief on the plane for any of my equipment either this time. They usually do, but this time they let me just sail through flying colors.
Yeah.
Maybe they're secretly back in Haven's Garden as well.
Did they have to admonish you to wear your mask or put it over your nose? Or
no, sir. Oh, well. They didn't even have somebody while I was sleeping run up like last time and say, your nose. They didn't do that. So I went to sleep on a plane, and I guess somehow my nose wasn't covered, right?
Yeah.
And this lady, literally the stewardess, ran over there, woke me up. And said, sir, your nose. And I was just for a minute disoriented. And I'm like, my nose? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, your nose isn't covered, sir. You got to get on that right away. Anyway, it was quite comical. But you're right about this, Sheriff. We're here to celebrate an American. And now right after this, you're going to celebrate and support another American, right?
Yes, Lisa Monet.
Now, is she black?
No, she's white. I saw her on television.
Right. So here's why I bring this up. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter to me.
What matters is that we're helping Americans and that we believe in this thing called free enterprise.
Yeah.
And that we want people to be free to choose as they will, if they'll wear a mask or not, if they'll leave their business open or not. Imagine an idea that says Larvita's free to open her restaurant and we're free to choose if we want to go to it or not.
And this looks like a really neat dance hall. Is this... Is this where they have dances? So Molly confirmed that for me. And also...
Molly, do you throw down the dance moves?
She's a good dancer. I can already tell. But the thing of it is, it's also, where do you do the gymnastics then? Right here? Oh, okay. Right, so it's a gymnastic studio, it's a dance hall, and it's a restaurant.
Isn't that typical?
And I can't wait to try out the restaurant part.
What I'm saying, though, isn't that typical? They usually have great dance halls and restaurant food and dance together, Sheriff.
Well, yeah, in old West America, especially.
Well, that's what we like.
But this is really kind of a redneck area. The population of this town is 448.
Yeah, but it's right by a town that's got like 15,000, though.
Yeah, the Marshall.
Now, we were hoping the Marshall would join us, huh, Sheriff?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, great people.
Because I want them to understand that I want to publicly state on the radio, this is an open meeting. There is no hidden agendas. There is no games. We'd like you to come, and we'd like you to come in peace. And we'd like to sit down and discuss the sacred cause of liberty. To discuss the sacred cause of Larvita's rights, which are the same rights as every other American. Right, Sheriff?
Yes, absolutely, and that's what I think. And I have called her a modern-day Rosa Parks. And I also call Lisa Monet the same thing. She's a modern-day Rosa Parks. I don't care what color they are. I really admire Rosa Parks for standing. And what did Rosa Parks do? She stood against stupid law.
She sat against.
She stood against stupid law, and that's what we're doing here.
Sheriff,
we're standing
she sat against
stupid law.
These bad laws.
Tired of stupid law.
I know, but she didn't stand up at all. She sat down, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to make sure everybody understands. There's all kinds of ways to stand up for the sacred cause, isn't there, ladies and gentlemen? One of them might be to sit down on a bus. Another one might be to keep your restaurant open, huh? Liberty Roundtable, live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom, and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left, and I was so mad I got out, and he said, "Wait, your mom said to give you this." I forgot my lunch money, and then I dropped it in the water, and I was late for history, and so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which, of course, our library didn't have, so I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom, and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me, and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout, and then he read my history paper while I was in the pool, and of course, I forgot the bibliography, so I had to do that with my mother when I got home, and it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning, and I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew, but my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team, and you know, I'm just not gonna go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just wanna stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asks me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back live on your radio, Sam Bushman, the good Sheriff Richard Max with me, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Haven's Garden Restaurant, live in chilly Minnesota. It's very chilly outside. I had to put on a bunch of layers of clothes. But inside, it's beautiful in here. You got a dance hall? Of course, you know I don't dance, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just be very clear. The good sheriff throws down an Elvis like you wouldn't believe, though.
Brala City, gonna
see. See? There you go. All right, anyway, I want Bethany, my daughter's with me today, believe it or not. This is fantastic. I want her to describe what's on the wall, though. There's pretty neat stuff around us right now. Will you do it, Beth?
Yeah, I can.
All right, talk loud, though.
Okay, on the wall, behind Sam, they have a American flag on the wall with twinkle lights from the ceiling that are coming down from the floor. So it's all about patriotism and the United States of America.
Can you imagine that? We say we're coming to support Americans, and we get here, and they got an American flag up here, Sheriff.
Yeah, and you know, I'm really glad Bethany came with us. She's really amazing, and I have to tell you, I'm really impressed by how much she helps her father and loves it and just loves being here and loves life. Somewhere, she had some really good parents.
Well, blame the parenting on my wife. All the credit goes to her. If something bad is, I get the credit, right? If it's good, she gets all the credit. But I will say this. My kids are tremendous. And believe it or not, raising all eight children that I have, four boys and four girls, I to some degree think they've been raising me instead of me raising them. Have you ever felt that as a father, Sheriff?
Oh, yes. Yes. Especially now that all my children are adults.
Yes, for sure.
Dad, why are you doing that? Dad, you're a dork. Dad. Don't tell those dorky jokes. Yeah, see there, and they have railed on me about getting an iPhone, and I finally did it after about 10 years of them getting after me.
I know it now. You have to have my teenager rent it for you.
I know, because I still don't like it. It's still too tech. It's still too complicated, but it's
growing on you, Sheriff. You'll get there, brother.
I needed GPS because I got lost one day, and I needed GPS, and so that's really why I did it.
All right. Anyway, I still think Donald Trump should move to Utah, though, and Donald Trump and good old Mitt Romney should battle it out. Well,
I'm going to call one of his former wives, who I am in contact with, and I'm going to tell her to tell him to do it.
You're going to call Donald's former wife and say, hey.
Yes.
All right. Well, we just announced on the radio publicly, though. I'm sure word through the FBI will get back to the Donald, won't it? Oh, no, it'll only get back to Joe.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, Joe could campaign on behalf of
Mitt Romney.
Mitt, there.
Yeah,
he
got their buddies.
In the state of Utah.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
So Homeland Security warns violent extremists among us. Well, what's fascinating is Joe Biden just got rid of the Muslim ban. Do you think there's bad guys among us now, Sheriff? You just go ahead and just get rid of the border protection. You go ahead and get rid of the ban on Muslims. And then you go, hey, the Homeland Security is warning of bad guys in our midst. Are you surprised?
Yeah. Biden is just, I don't know if Biden really believes in that stuff or he's just trying to do everything to undo what Trump did.
Yeah. And to me, no matter what the cause is, I don't know if he believes this stuff or he doesn't.
Yeah.
But in my mind, it doesn't matter because here's what does matter. The security of the Republic is what matters, Sheriff.
Right.
And we shouldn't be playing with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and he doesn't really care, and so it doesn't seem like he cares. He's going to push his leftist agenda and damn the torpedoes. And so, you know, he really doesn't look at what might happen and the consequences as a result of his actions.
And that's a sad tale to tell for the security of our republic, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, there's a wake-up call. I don't know if you know this, but the doomsday clock... It's still 100 seconds to midnight, same as last year, sir. You want to know why?
Yeah, you got me on that one.
Global warming, my friend.
Oh,
you realize that we're about to all die.
Climate change.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You realize that a big asteroid's probably going to just knock us out while we're on the air.
Yeah.
They call it a punishing 2020. They mishandled the cocoa.
You see, because there's never been, in the history of the world, there's never been climate change or global warming. Only when man got here and used fossil fuels was there ever global warming.
That's
or
correct.
Climate change.
Look, when you started to burp and when you started driving your big old Mack truck around, that's what caused it all, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
So the ice age didn't really happen. It's all a lie. And all the times that the climate and the world changed temperature wise, that's all a lie because it only happened after we started using fossil fuels, which is, you know, 100 years ago.
There you go.
So all these people that talk about, you know, what happened to the dinosaurs and blah, 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 we're actually using the dinosaurs now because they're the ones creating the fossil fuels.
See,
thank you very much, dinosaurs.
I don't even believe that oil comes from fossil fuel, Sheriff. I don't believe that dinosaur bones has created all the oil that we've used for literally the last 50 years.
It would seem
years.
Impossible, wouldn't it?
Well, it is, and it's not true.
So where does it come from?
And they're going to peddle fake news. Oil is created for the mantle of the earth, sir.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
It was written, there was a book about it, too.
Because how would those dinosaurs get way down in there anyway?
Well, they died a long time ago there, buddy.
Well, 2,000. How did they seep down 2,000 feet do rock and everything else.
Well, that you got to understand, them were millions of years old dinosaurs, sir.
Oh, okay.
See, all we got to do is just take away any argument that you have, logic all aside, right? Yeah. And that, again, that's what they're doing to us, though. You're not allowed to be logical in this. You know this is an emotional issue, scientifically backed, not a logical issue, right, Sheriff?
I don't remember what politician it was just the other day. Just my wife and I were listening to it on the radio. The greatest threat to the world is climate change.
Yes, it is.
And so it's not the pandemic. It's not
correct.
ISIS or international terrorists. But thank goodness it's not right-wing terrorists either. But going back to that lie. But seriously, I want to make sure that we understand this.
Yeah.
Every email... I've received emails from the left and the right. The right people, the so-called extremist militias, are not emboldened. They're pulling back. And so that's another. They are creating that lie and myth to get everybody up in arms, and so that Congress now will have armed guards throughout all the halls, and people can't go in and visit them, and they get further insulated from the American people.
And less accountable, yes, sir.
And less accountable.
That's right.
And it's all, and whose fault is it? Trump.
Yeah.
And these right-wing extremists.
Trump and the cocoa caused it, but global warming needs to take center stage now. It's an emergency, yeah. Sir.
Yes.
And you know that people like you and your irresponsible ways caused it, right? And when I say you, I don't mean Richard Mack.
Well, yeah,
I mean Sam Bushman, and you represents all of us that don't seem to be cognizant of the damage we've done, right?
Right, and those leftist extremists saying that still drive their jet airplanes and their, you know, Lear jets.
I know, but they've got to warn.
And they still drive their Suburbans,
There's
you know.
There's little time left, Sheriff.
And then they have three other cars driving with them to protect that.
Yeah.
You know, so tell the politicians to quit hiring guys with guns to protect them and quit using all their entourage and quit using all these vehicles that take so much gas.
I think with Sam and Sheriff on the radio, the doomsday clock, instead of being 100 seconds to midnight, it's now like 90 seconds to midnight just because we're on the radio.
And maybe those leftists like Schiff and Pelosi and all of them, maybe they should find a way to control their own flatulence. And maybe they could do that by just shutting up.
Oh, wow. All right. By the way, Utah legislator seeks to impeach Attorney General of Utah, Mr. Reyes, because he dared to be involved in the election fraud petition, Sheriff.
Good for him.
I know. But
that restores my faith.
Fire, sir.
That restores my faith in at least one public official.
Amen.
Because, look, Sam, let's be real honest about that. Are they truly, really trying to say, is this the propaganda scheme and the brainwashing that we never need to check or verify or have some sort of check and balance or some sort of audit on computerized voting ever? When these computers are known to be hacked by anybody, the computers in the Pentagon were hacked.
There he goes.
And now they're saying
facts again. Come on.
And so we should never check computerized voting that provides no benefit to the American people or to our way of government. And they're never going to check those, even though we know computers are easily hacked.
Sheriff, checking's fine. They already checked. They already went to the courts. The courts said it's bogus. Got it?
Oh, yeah. Could I see?
No.
What Rand Paul was on was George Stephanopoulos.
A birther. You don't need to see the birth certificate or the voter rolls. Okay?
Okay.
Now, would you just get off the 9/11 stuff and quit talking about conspiracies?
Yeah.
In fact, your peddling of fake news probably precludes you for the national narrative and discussion altogether.
I'll just go back to singing Elvis, I guess.
Now you're talking.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Man pleads guilty in Governor Whitmer kidnap plot. Sheriff, I want to bring this up to you as well, because we talked about this
story.
What
did he plead guilty to, though?
Well,
a lesser charge,
kidnapping.
Right? He did? Or attempted or conspiracy to commit kidnapping?
Well, conspiracy
they never
did
it.
Conspiracy to commit kidnapping, that's right.
Right.
Now, I want to talk about this, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, me too.
Because in the Ammon Bundy discussion, a few people made a mistake in cop pleas because of out-of-control government overreach and belligerent threats. And we will tie it back to Haven's Garden Restaurant, and we'll do it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The CDC is reporting South Carolina has the first known U.S. COVID-19 case of a fast-spreading variant discovered in South Africa. Although easier to spread, there is no indication it's deadlier. Moderna, Pfizer, and now Novavax have each reported that their vaccines, while still effective, offer less protection against the South African variant, which means a lower efficacy rate, somewhere between 60 and 85.6%. Former President Trump met with House of Representatives Republican leader Kevin McCarthy on Thursday and agreed to help Republicans win back the majority in the House. Representative McCarthy says Democrats have only put forward an agenda that divides America further. And President Trump is committed to helping elect Republicans in the House and Senate in 2022. Cicely Tyson, the actress who captured the power and grace of black women in America, has died. Tyson's death was announced by her family, who did not immediately provide any additional details. She was 96. This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
She loves me, she loves me not. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, it's time to take care of our sweeties. And spending less means giving more heart. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from Haven's Garden Restaurant, havensgarden.org, to check out the website. A caller dialed in and said, now that the sheriff's got a new ripping iPhone, maybe he ought to broadcast the proceedings via video of all of our events. Sheriff, why don't you get on that?
Too complicated.
All right. We'll get you into some computer training. In fact, we'll do a lot of training for you.
Oh, good, thanks.
Okay, we'll computer train you so you know what's going on with the iPhone and all that kind of stuff. Do technical training. We'll also do race sensitivity training for you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll also do our very best to train you out of your bigot, extreme patriot lifestyle and beliefs.
Hasn't Larvina already taught me that, my association with her?
Your massive footprint for your big truck you drive around and everything. Oh, yeah. We got a lot of work to do on you, sir. But there is redemption if you embrace the communist view.
If I can just join the Democrat Party?
There's hope for you, my friend, yes. In fact, you should raise money for them. All right, man pleads guilty in Whitmer, that's Governor Whitmer, kidnap plot. And you're right, Sheriff, he did not agree to kidnapping. He said, you know what, he's guilty of an attempt to kidnap that didn't get carried out. But here's the problem that I have with that narrative. In the beginning, the patriots who did this were saying that it was about citizens' arrest. They weren't trying to kidnap anybody. Right. And so that narrative has now changed. And the reason that I bring up this narrative change discussion is because Ammon Bundy and others, remember, there was dozens of those people that got in trouble over that. Most of them that did not cop a plea were free. And the ones that actually copped the plea had tremendous pressure to do so by the government. I mean, threats by the government and everything else. You know what? We're going to lock you away forever or for life or for this. And they just put the scare into them to the point where a few caved and copped their pleas. The problem with that is the only ones that now regret it are the ones that gave in and copped the plea and changed their story or testified against somebody else or whatever other belligerent Gestapo-type tactics that are being pushed against them. Do you think this is the case here? Because I just find this very strange. We go on a mission to try to citizens arrest the governor for her abuses of the law and power. Americans are getting sick of the abuses of power. So some patriots try to do something that they believe is within the law, and then it gets turned around, and now they're, quote, kidnappers. And now the guy that supposedly copped the plea is going to testify against his buddies. I just find the whole thing super strange.
Well, as soon as you said that he did that, then I said, well, they're trying to flip him and have him testify against the others. And it might even be a narrative that the FBI are making up for him to say about the others, because the evidence should be very clear. Were they trying to kidnap her, or were they trying to arrest her as citizen's arrest and have her answer for all the crimes and illegal acts that she has committed? That is huge, and it shows lack of intent on kidnapping. So if they're getting this guy to flip, then, well, then they might be making up a case against the others.
And I don't know the whole narrative, but the reason I bring it up is because in future cases such as Larvita, we walk right in here, and what does it say on the door over there? Something about...
What does it say?
Cease operations or something like that.
Oh, she's got a cease and desist order on it?
That's what it looks like over there.
Oh.
So, you know, the government forces her to put up this sign, right? And you got this scenario, and then at some point it's like, hey, we'll ruin your life, we'll take your daughters, I don't know what we'll do, but we'll do it. And then all of a sudden Larvita's like, maybe I better not play ball and I better cop a plea. And we've learned that that's one of the most foolish things you can ever do.
Yeah, it is. And I said that way back a long time ago. I even was interviewing a suspect in a case, and he kept telling me that he wasn't guilty. And I said, then plead not guilty. And he goes, well, you guys keep trying to get me to plead to something I didn't do. And I said, look, if you are innocent, I would never ask you to plead guilty.
Now, let me say this again. This is something that all bureaucrats, all professional do-gooders, all government elected and appointed and whatever employees, listen and listen carefully. Say that again, Sheriff, because this is really important.
The part about not pleading.
Yeah. Yeah, if you are innocent, if you did not commit the crime.
Right. If you are innocent of this crime, I would never advise you or ask you or try to coerce you to pleading guilty.
And that is the position that every honest government official who has sworn an oath should be saying, right?
Well, you know where that really starts, up at the very top. It starts at the county attorney and the prosecutor. They don't want to go to court. Court is very time consuming, and they want to keep their record intact. So if they can get people to plead, to take a plea and take a plea bargain, then their record stays high. And that's really what it's about. I got a 97% conviction rate. As long as they can get somebody to plead guilty, even to a lesser charge, and they never even serve time, those guys, those prosecutors get to keep their win-loss record going.
Because they can say, yes, we said you're guilty, and you pled guilty, and now you are, and therefore we're not going to really debate. And it's not like a basketball game where you break down the stats for real.
Right.
These are general categories, and hey, we got you to cop to something, so therefore you're guilty. So therefore, you know what, our guilty plea and our conviction on this is 100%, right?
And when they run for office or they put in to be a judge, they use their win-loss record as the number one priority of their qualifications to be an elected office or to be appointed to some judgeship somewhere.
Well, if it was a basketball or something like that, we'd get more finite statistics, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
It's where we can kind of know really what's going on. But I bring this all up, though, because I really want it to be clear. This isn't something that's an opinion or, oh, I'm just doing the best for you that I can, sir. You're in big trouble and higher ups are going to convict you, so I'm going to advise you to this or that as a appointed, what's it called when you get an attorney appointed, assigned to you, what's it called? I don't have an attorney, so they give me representation, a defender, a public defender, that's what it is. A public defender, okay. And a lot of times the public defenders will say, listen, they're going to barbecue you, buddy, so you want to plead guilty here. And even though, you might not be guilty, but look, I've got the charges negotiated for you, and I want to, that's doing a disservice, Sheriff, to the innocent. It really is.
Yeah, it is. There's no question about it. I knew of a case up in Idaho where a mother got charged with shaking baby syndrome. And she was already so distraught about losing her child. The child died. And the prosecutors came in and did not have any evidence except that it looked like shaking baby syndrome.
The evidence is anecdotal. We don't have any proof, correct, but we do see signs of, and it's, so therefore...
Yes, it's coincidental. And this lady up there in court telling the judge that she was guilty when she wasn't, and she was just crying and so distraught, and to take a plea all because of the prosecutor, and the prosecutor used to be a rookie cop with me in Provo, and I was so ashamed of him. And I was so ashamed of what they were doing to this lady. And she claimed that the baby had fallen off the table. And I'm sure it was. And just to say that she grabs the baby and shakes it.
By the way, any of us that have had kids know how easy that is to happen.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And so there's always an exception to the rule. And they were acting like the shaken baby syndrome was absolute 100%. As soon as we have it, then whoever was with the baby at the time is guilty of murder. And
of course, if that baby could have been murdered before that baby even had a chance to live, that would have been all right.
Yeah, of course.
Just not now. See there. And I mean, it's just so psychotic. And I bring this up, though, because I don't want patriots to cave. And I don't want patriots to be deceived into believing they'll be better off accepting a lie or living a lie or copping to whatever in an effort to make their sentences lighter or whatever. We need to stand with the truth, folks. And we need to trust God and trust the system and demand the system will deliver the truth. And I know in many cases it doesn't. I understand all that. But I really believe we need to defend that. So I bring all this around, long story, to say, what is Larvita guilty of, Sheriff?
Trying to feed her family and to keep her business open.
She has to cease and desist in doing that?
Yeah, they the posted order that Bethany just showed us says cease and desist order.
And so, I don't know who has the authority to do the cease and desist.
Well, if
that
she
like
was
the sheriff or if, what?
If she was doing something, it looked like the health department or the state. Yeah, Minnesota Health Department.
Minnesota Health Department, do they have authority to just like shut people down and stuff?
If the sheriff gives it to them.
Wait, hold on now. If the sheriff gives it to him?
Well, if he lets it, if he just gets out of the way and lets them do whatever they want, then yeah, the sheriff is giving it to him.
What can the sheriff do?
Tell him to stay out of his county. Even if they have an office here in his county, which is likely.
Maybe he should shut their office down in his county.
Yeah, go put locks on it. No, all he has to do is call him or go over and visit him and say, we're not going to do this to anybody in my county. You know, all these sheriffs across the country are saying, I won't enforce it. But the other question on that is, will they stop other bureaucrats from enforcing it who have no law enforcement authority?
Yeah, in other words,
no law enforcement training.
One is defensive, one is offensive, right?
Correct.
So the defensive one says, I won't enforce it. I'm just going to lay back.
Right.
The offensive one says, and not only that, I will stand in between these bureaucrats who have no authority and the innocent people who are being abused. I will erect a barrier here.
See, now you're talking about interposition.
Let's do it in seconds. This is the good Sheriff Richard Mack, and I am yours truly, Sam Bushman. We are live from Haven's Garden Restaurant, and I guess there's a cease and desist order. Are we told to cease and desist broadcasting, Sheriff?
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sam Bushman, the good sheriff, Richard Max with me. We are live from Haven's Garden Restaurant. We are in, what is this, Lind, Minnesota? All right, there you go. We're live. We're talking
all
about
all 448 population.
No, I'm here, sir. There's 449.
We just increased the population to 51.
That's right. All right. Wait a minute. What is it? What, 48?
451 now.
All right. You know what you should do, sheriff? You should move here and just change the votes.
Ooh, that would be good.
But really, we're actually talking about the sheriff, though, and he does have an obligation and a responsibility to interpose, to intercede, to erect barriers, to protect the people. So Bethany just went and took a picture of the sign outside around the door when you come in. I want to have Bethany read this, and then I want to talk about this a little bit more, Sheriff, because this is critical. And you know what? I know it sounded like I was going around the barn, but I really wanted to get to this, though. The Ammon Bundy cases, the people plea, copping pleas on these other things versus... You know, where are we going to go if Americans are just forced to capitulate on everything over time? We have got to stand somewhere for something, or else we're going to be in the middle of the road getting hit by traffic going both directions, right? All right, Bethany, you want to read this for us?
Yeah, it's from the Department of Health, and it says, order to cease activity. It has Haven's Garden and the address.
Activity is a pretty interesting broad term. Can I dance in here?
You want me to keep going?
Can I come in here and broadcast live? What if I'm in here doing these things, but I got a clothes sign up? What if I got a mask on? What if I can prove that I've been vaccinated? Okay, you got all kinds of discussions. Go ahead.
It says, pursuant to Minnesota Statutes, Section 144.99, Subdivision 6, in Executive Order, Ms. Larvita Farquhar is hereby ordered to cease and desist operations at Haven's Garden. All food and beverage service activity must cease until violations are corrected and approved by the Minnesota Department of Health.
How do you correct the violations?
Go home.
Well, then that would be a desist as well, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm going to see. If the food is good, then I think she should stay open. So I'm going to test the food in just a little bit.
So you just decide if it's good food, you're going to keep it open. If it's not, you're just going to slam
food,
that sucker down.
If it's good food, she can stay open.
All right.
It's delicious.
Well, bring it
deliciousness,
out.
Food coming on. All right. So we're really talking about this, though, and I don't really know where the authority comes from. It says because of this statute, so this regulation, that regulation is probably put into bureaucrats, not by any legislative body, right, Sheriff?
Yeah.
Most regulatory, quote, statute stuff isn't really legislated fact anyway, right? Oftentimes it's put in by bureaucrats somewhere, by professional do-gooders, and then it's really eventually going to be battled at court if needs be. That's how they kind of roll, right?
Well, what Bethany read made it kind of sound like, because she was quoting some law, but the law she was quoting is that executive order. And so that's not a law. It's not even pretend legislation. It's the empty formalistic reasoning of some well-intentioned governor. In other words, well-intentioned means self-appointed dictator.
Okay, but even on the news yesterday, they were saying Biden was legislating.
Well, yeah, he has been. Yeah, sure.
Shouldn't we arrest the legislative people that are legislating without legislative authority, Sheriff? Or why don't I just start legislating? Because I got some legislation I'd roll through, buddy.
Oh, me too.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, me too.
But think about that, though. Shouldn't we be arresting people that are legislating without authority?
Well, we really should. But
you try that, and then you'll get busted, and then they'll say that you were kidnapping, and then you'll be forced to cop a plea to that.
Right. Well, my suggestion would be to anybody that wants to do a citizen's arrest, go through somebody, some public official to do it. If you're just doing it together because you got a group together and say, oh, we ought to arrest that person. No, I would highly suggest that you go through the sheriff to make that happen and ask your sheriff to conduct a legitimate criminal investigation, just like Sheriff Pamela Elliott did in Edwards County, Texas, where she arrested about 4 or 5 public officials for corruption. She arrested them.
Amen. And that's, we really need to start doing this, though. And I'm not trying to be belligerent or anything, but I am trying to say, look, you can't just legislate if you're not part of the legislative body.
Right.
Okay, you just can't be doing that. I don't care if you're Joe.
Oh, and by the way, Joe Biden has done more executive orders in his first 2 weeks or so of being in office than Trump, Obama, and Bush put together.
And this is kind of the point. There's no authority. It's running off the rails. Joe is drunk happy with power. It's got to stop. Now, you ever heard that song? I don't know if you've ever heard it, but it's like a George Thorogood rock song. It's like, hey, bartender, come down here. You ever heard that?
Afraid not, sorry.
All right, well, I wonder if we ought to have the sheriff. Sheriff, come down here. And what if we get have the sheriff come and meet us at this restaurant, and we sit down and have a bite to eat, and we discuss this?
I hope he'll come. I talked to him a couple of weeks ago. So he seems like a pretty open guy.
You're going to get him on a horn and you know, make the invitation to come on? Because I'd like to discuss with the sheriff this. I'd like to see if the sheriff's willing to come on the radio and discuss this with us. You know, this is an issue that's really, when you get patriots that are willing to make a stand, it needs to be kind of a bellwether for what happens across the country. And there's restaurant owners starting to become the bellwether and stand up and say, hey, you know what? I appreciate that you want me to shut down. I know you think there's a pandemic. I know you think there's a crisis that justifies your dictator-style behavior. But you know what? I've got to make a living. And that's Larvita's point here, is that, you know what? I'm not trying to be belligerent. I'm not trying to cause trouble. I'm not trying to go. I just want to run my dance studio and run my restaurant, and I want to feed people, and I want to feed my family. I mean, that's really Larvita's contention, right?
That's it.
And I'm saying to you, isn't that something that all Americans should stand with and for and get behind? I mean, the sheriff can understand that, can't he?
It still amazes me how the left that is pushing this pandemic and the executive orders and all the regulations and shutdowns and masks and the hysteria behind that. And yet they claim that they really love Rosa Parks and that she was a hero. Well, come here. Yeah, get a little closer. Let me tell you right now, the reason that Rosa Parks was a hero is because she defied and stood against stupid laws. And now we're doing the same today, and you're on the side of government. So which is it? You would have wanted Rosa Parks to be arrested and go to jail for what she did? Or people who stand against stupid laws and tyranny are heroes.
And let me tell you how you stand against it in Rosa Parks Day. You go sit on the bus beside her.
Exactly.
And you say, she has a right to sit here. You're actually sitting, but you're standing right for the sacred cause of liberty, right? Now, what you do in this case is you come in and eat.
You come in and eat?
Yes, sir.
Well, then bring in the food. We got all sorts of tables right here.
I know they're working
on it. I could eat that French toast while I'm talking on your program.
I know it, sure. Okay. They're working on that. What I'm getting across, though, is that if we want to, the way you support her, so I'm inviting the sheriff to come down and eat with us.
Okay.
Just take off your mats there, buddy. Have a bite to eat. There's plenty of social distancing available in here.
Yeah,
this place is pretty big, dude.
That's really available. That's true.
Okay, so let's social distance. Let's wear our masks in the front lobby where we're going through, if whatever. But let's stay open, and let's let a American female-owned business, Sheriff, operate. Is that so much to ask?
I don't think it's too much to ask.
All right, now Joe wants to get with Kamala, and they want to go ahead and give you $2,000 a month per person until the pandemic's over. Sheriff, when's the pandemic going to be over? Is it probably a week more, you think?
Well,
they were saying a week to 10 days of, you know, flatten the curve kind of thing about like a year ago, right?
Yeah. Well, the curve's been flattening, but they're still going after us. But I don't understand it, because Newsom was talking about lessening some of his mandates, and Cuomo was talking about we're going to open, but we got to open smart. And Cuomo even said, now you know he said this because you heard it too. He even said, if we don't get things open, we're not going to have anything to open later on.
Yeah, do you think
it's all going
to
be gone?
And Lind could listen to that and agree?
Well, yeah, you would hope so.
I mean, even if it doesn't agree with our whacked out views, it can agree with that liberal view, right?
Yeah, look at what all the liberals are saying.
But how many people have died in Lind from the cocoa in the first place? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I think those statistics are important, don't you think?
Well, sure they are. But I don't know. With just 448 people, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if 448 people died, there'd be nobody in the town. You could just take over a ghost town, Sheriff.
Right.
You know?
Can't wait to move back here in the summer. Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you, it's cold in the winter. That's for sure.
Why can't people do all this for us in Hawaii?
Sheriff wants to go to Hawaii and eat spam, doesn't he?
Yeah, I know. But
well, you know who's the biggest farmland owner in America now?
Ted Turner.
Bill Gates.
Oh, Gates is?
Yes, sir.
He said he was whining the other day on the internet that he's sick and tired of all the rumors about him, and they're not true. He's a nice guy.
Well, then why don't you deed me some of the land so that you can make sure it's not true?
Well, why don't you get him on your show and let him tell everybody what the truth is, that he doesn't want vaccinations and he doesn't want to kill half the population?
He won't go on. He won't do it.
He's too rich for that.
Yeah.
He'll buy you out.
He has an estimated 242,000 acres in the United States, my friend.
Why?
Why does he have it?
Yeah.
Ask him. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He's buying up land left and right, though, I'll tell you that. You know? Now, I don't know how to bring this up to you, but I got to just get your take on this, because I brought it up yesterday.
Okay.
So, you know how they had that thing where they shove it up your nose and about, like, ruin your brain, you know, stab your brain to get the cocoa test?
You're not talking about the other end, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, China came out
with China's that. Coming out now saying, hey, up the nose and make your eyes water. Ain't good enough now. Got to do the anal swab.
Anal swab.
I'm serious. They're literally saying this. And by the way, after your anal swab, to make sure you're cool, you should wear 3 masks wherever you go.
Yeah, the triple mask thing. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because Fauci said if one's good, then 2 are better. So the why not 3
now,
then?
Now 4, that's going too far, Sheriff.
Yeah, well, what about though, shouldn't you have them over your eyes also? Because your eyes secrete a fluid.
Yeah, I know, but as long as you're not driving, Sheriff.
Oh.
Then you could do that, see.
Well, maybe
yeah,
that's
make
why
the
they're
whole nation blind.
That's why they're coming out with this self-drive car so that you can cover everything.
Oh, that's it. Now you're thinking.
Yeah.
But look, everybody would be blind that way, Sheriff. Then you wouldn't judge anybody by their color, would you?
Are you prejudiced against blind people?
Yeah. Hate them. No, all I'm telling you is it's just interesting. 3 masks. Are you kidding me right now? And then before, Fauci said 1 mask wouldn't even do. 1 mask wasn't even necessary. Now they say you got to have 3. 1's better, 2's great, or 1's good, 2's great, and 3 is what? Awesome?
Yeah, I guess so.
The panacea to the pandemic? The nexus? Yeah. You know, when is this psychoticism? What's the word? When is this psychoticness?
Yeah.
When is this going to stop, people? Really, Larvita just simply wants to support her daughters and her. They just don't want to be on the dole and be socialists. They want to be free, and they want to get up every day and work, and they want to just live their lives and live and love and serve and work and do all the things that good people do everywhere. That's all they want to do, Sheriff.
Why couldn't she live in Hawaii or
she
Florida?
Likes Minnesota, Sheriff.
I know. It's cold up here. This Arizona boy just doesn't quite fit into this corner of the world.
You got to buck up, brother. Put on a coat. Come on.
I got it.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hour 1 of the can, hour 2 coming up.
Are we bringing on Larvita?
We're going to get Larvita herself on the radio. And we're going to try to hunt down the sheriff. How's that?
Let's get him.
See if we can talk to him politely and peacefully and see if we can make a difference. What we're hoping to do is break some bread with him.
Amen.
All right, we'll do it. Sam Bushman, Larvita Farkler, HavensGarden.org, the good sheriff, Richard Mack, all live and on your radio. Hour 1 of the can, 2 coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question is, will you help? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States.